It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Today is Election Day. Voters are deciding on new funding for school meals and other food aid. Lucas Brady Woods with the Colorado Capital News Alliance reports.
There are two statewide measures on Colorado ballots this year, Propositions LL and MM. If approved, they would increase funding for the state's universal school meals program, called Healthy School Meals for All. Proposition MM would also help the state cover SNAP or food stamps after Congress cut federal funding for the program this summer. The measure would raise money by increasing taxes on Coloradans earning $300,000 a year or more by an average of about $500. Polls close at 7 p.m. Ballots must be submitted by that time using an official drop box or at an in-person voting center. Locations are listed on the Secretary of State's website.
That was Lucas Brady Woods reporting for the Colorado Capital News Alliance. Colorado's federal lawmakers are now part of an infamous milestone. They're serving in Congress during the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. CBR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Today marks the 35th day of the shutdown, and with no clear end in sight, it will surpass the previous record setter from 2019. Republican Senate leader John Thune told reporters that while he's optimistic there could be a deal to reopen the government, he was not confident. But one thing is clear, time has run out on the House's temporary funding measure, which Colorado Republicans have been calling on the state's two Democratic senators to vote for. Thune says he's open to a new CR that goes into January. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Colorado Springs is working to divvy out revenue collected from a tax on recently legalized marijuana sales in the city. In a budget markup session last week, City Council gave initial approval to the mayor's proposal to put about 75% of the $4.2 million fund towards public safety. Final vote, November 25th.